Three, two, one, go.
I thought you were singing Jerry was a race car driver.
Jerry was a race car driver.
Hello and welcome to Louisville's Best Podcast. Thank you so much for jumping on, Louisville's Best listeners. We are so excited to be having another adventure with you. We got four of us here tonight. Four of Louisville's Best Podcasts. One of us is traveling, traveling or something like that. Coming to see me, my brother is on his way, which is either good news or bad news. I'll let you know next time.
He's coming here?
Yeah.
He's going to your parents.
He's going to my parents first tonight, and then he's coming to see me afterwards. It's actually a shorter distance for my parents, so they're kind of knocking out part of the trip. Yeah, I don't know why we're talking about this, but anyways.
Because we care.
We do care.
We care a lot.
Is that a
Care
Bears
song? What are we talking about? Sorry.
No, it's Faith No More.
Oh, okay. Anyways, excited to be here. Four of us, Charlie, Brian, myself, and John. Real quick, let's see how everybody's doing before we dive into tonight's show. So first off, Brian, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you, Tim.
Brian, tell me this.
Yes, sir.
Your favorite Jason Statham role?
Probably the mechanic.
Oh, okay.
Good choice.
Okay. That's probably my favorite.
Did he take his shirt off in it?
I don't recall. But can you really call him fighting if he doesn't take his shirt off?
Like, his best roles are when he's shirtless and covered in motor oil. Anyways, good call. Charlie, how are you, buddy?
Doing good, Tim. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Favorite Jason Statham role?
Wrath of Man.
Wrath of Man, I haven't seen that one.
I've watched that film probably a dozen times.
I'm now looking it up on IMDb.
That good. It is on Paramount Plus.
Okay, I got that.
His son is killed by people that are trying to rob a armored truck, and he gets a job with the armored truck company, no one knowing that he himself is an armored truck robber himself, and he has to take down the bad guys.
I gotta tell you,
just came out. Jason Statham.
The character names alone are worth seeing. His name is H. There's a bullet. There's Hollow Bob.
Hollow Bob.
Boy Sweat Dave.
That is
Josh Hartnett.
Josh Hartnett. Yeah.
So there's actually another Jason Statham movie that's just coming out with Josh Hartnett in it. It's a Guy Ritchie flick, which is. You never know. You never know. Operation Fortune Ruse de Guerre. I don't know how to say it. Anyway, his name is Orson. Jason Statham. Anyways, John is having some technical difficulties, so one sec. So I'll talk about mine. It's Transporter 1, the first Transporter. The second ones, I don't really acknowledge those other ones. But he's such a stoic character in the first one.
Is the first one the one that has the oil fight in it?
Yeah, the one I just referenced a minute ago.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
When I said he's shirtless covered in motor
oil. Oh, I didn't catch the motor oil part. I just think of him shirtless.
Yeah, he puts the bicycle pegs on. Yeah,
that was so cool.
Yeah, like, so cool.
But also, it would make it harder to walk on concrete covered in oil with metal on your feet.
One of my favorite parts there is the beginning when he's the driver. For the getaway people, when they get in the car and he's like, you gotta do this or else I'm not leaving. And he's like, I said only two people and they have three people. And he's like, I'm not leaving. I'm, and they shoot the one. And like, so he's got all those rules. Yeah. It's good stuff. John, are you back with us?
Yeah, we're trying. Brian's wire is busted or something. Okay. So we're trying to fix
it. Well, John, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Good, good. I'm feeling, I've been out of it this week. The pollen is up. The mold is up. And I'm talking like this tonight. I'm just going to talk like this.
That's
the rest
fine.
Of the talking like Brian tonight.
Ain't got no gas.
John, favorite Jason Statham role?
The character, and I don't know what the name of it is, but the character in Snatch.
Oh, yeah.
I love those movies. Those Guy Ritchie.
Those Guy Ritchie flicks where you can't understand a word they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Without
both
those
of them are good.
And Wrath of Man is a Guy Ritchie film.
Is it?
But which was the Jason Statham movie where he had to keep his heartbeat like
Crank.
About 60?
Crank.
Crank.
Yeah.
And the sequel, Crank 2, High Voltage.
Yeah. Ooh.
Nice. Is that the one where he eats the power line or something? He's like,
yeah, I think he does. And then, of course, you can't go wrong with the Megalodon movie where he doesn't kick a shark in the face, unfortunately, but he should have. It should have happened.
That was a good movie, too.
It was a lot of fun. Anyways, we're not talking Jason Statham today, although
We could.
Well, I mean, we could have a whole podcast.
Movies like Transporter would qualify for the subject that we're going to talk about. So Charlie challenged us to talk about our favorite movie/TV franchises. And he gave some parameters, which is always important with our podcast, parameters. So, Charlie, give us the parameters of talking about our favorite franchises.
The parameter number one is that it's not one of the major ones. So, Star Wars, Avengers, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, all the ones that, you know, Jurassic Park, all the ones that are the big major blockbusters. These are any film series, one or more film that you really enjoy but doesn't get talked about a lot. I will go ahead and start with mine, is the Ip Man franchise. The fictionalized story of the guy who trained Bruce Lee, and it's very much Chinese mythology and folklore at this point, but the film series is really fun in the fact that the fight scenes are amazing.
Amazing.
And all of the films have really big names in the martial arts world. So the choreography is great. The acting is what it is. One of the films, Mike Tyson is one of the villains.
Yep.
But
Dave Bautista,
as we talk about a lot, Scott Atkins, but what I like about the series though is the storyline is the films are pretty much just the romance story of him and his wife, and then he has to beat the living crap out of somebody. One of the films, he finds out his wife is dying, and then a Muay Thai kickboxer gets on the elevator with him, and he has to fight the guy but keep him from hitting his wife.
It's good.
While they're in the elevator.
It's a great scene.
So they do a good job of merging the choreography and the melodrama, because it is very melodramatic. I mean, there's a lot of, like, in the very end of the first film, you meet child Bruce Lee, and it's some kid that does like a really bad job trying to act like Bruce Lee. But you know, Bruce is in a few of the films.
Yeah, he's in that last one, especially when he comes to America and where he marches all the way to the captain of the Marines and kicks his butt in front of everybody or whatever.
Scott Atkins.
Yeah. So, all right, Brian, any franchises that come to mind for you, underrated, not one that is one of the big three or four there?
For me, it would be the Lego movies.
Good choice.
You know, again, just with the voiceovers and the characters, and especially like even when the Lego Batman one was probably my favorite. It's just kind of how they had that whole thing in there with all of these different characters and kind of different versions of Batman, and him just kind of basically not even acting like Robin existed, which is kind of what we've all thought. So I really like those. And then, of course, just with it being Legos, you know how that is. So
totally understand that. John.
Excuse me. I'm going to go back to the late 80s on this one, but something that I just loved back then, a very young, strapping Liam Neeson in these, Darkman.
Yep.
The Darkman.
They get increasingly... Yes. And they get increasingly worse as the movie series goes on. But that first one, when you're a kid, it's just incredible. I mean, it's terrible. But it's awesome.
It is.
They need to re-up that. They need to bring that back into the modern age.
The part that horrified me as a child is when the gangster, like, he confronts the other gangster and he has like the cigar cutter.
Oh, and he cuts his fingers
off. Three of his fingers, and he's like, and I got 7 more points.
Yeah.
And you're like, dun dun dun.
Oh no.
He's gonna lose all his fingers.
Which now of course you're like, do you know what the quality of that cigar cutter would have to be to get through?
Rough,
I mean, jeez.
Well, you know,
bones and ligaments.
It's a gangster.
Only the best.
Yeah. Only the best.
Only the best.
I'm going to go with Starship Troopers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's a good series.
First off, I've watched the first one so many times. And Johnny Rico is the most perfect lead hero for a terrible war movie name ever. Like, you couldn't, like, make a better name, I think. Love that movie. Clancy Brown's great in it. Everybody's fantastic. Neil Patrick Harris. And then the second one is not that great. But then there's the third one where Casper Van Diem comes back as Johnny Rico. And there are so many just over-the-top, cheesy, corny lines in that movie that you can just quote to anybody that's watched it a couple times. And it's crazy. But you can't top the first one. Well, I think it's fantastic.
The thing I liked about the first one is, and this, I think it was the second one where they were like small squad and got stuck on a planet together and they had to fight their way out of a spaceship.
It was more like a horror film.
Yeah, I didn't like that one because what made the first one so good for me and what I liked about it, it was large army movie. It was an army movie. I mean, based on a very odd book from back in the day. But yeah, I liked the first one. The third one was okay. I even watched some of the
cartoon
ones that came out.
Aaron always went on and on about how great the cartoon was.
They were all
right. It was so hard to find at the time or something. I don't know. I never watched.
Well, it's like they had them on Netflix for a while, but then they had the first one and the fourth one and the tenth one and then
it was like trying to watch Clone Wars back in the day.
Yeah, you just like couldn't find impossible. It and watch it. It was just impossible to watch.
Brian, go back to you. Give me a second franchise that you really enjoy.
So they've kind of faded off in recent years, but I remember when they came out, they were pretty big and popular. We were making jokes about how we would watch some things and just kind of laugh and chuckle about the Austin Powers movies. But the franchise I was thinking of was the Shrek franchise. There was, you know, when those came out, they were pretty, you know, important. But again, I will never forget, like in the very first, I think it's the first one where they're all coming to the ball or whatever, and Snow White rolls up, and they make a joke about her being with seven guys, that kind of thing. And I thought, this is a kid's movie. It was hilarious. Like, you know, because there was that second level of, like, adult humor in there that wasn't dirty or nothing, but it was just
kind of... She's with seven guys, but she's not...
Yeah. So that was always one of those things. But those are films that, if they're on TV, like, we'll talk about how, like, oh, if it's on, I'll sit down and watch it, but I don't necessarily go out of my way to watch them.
Like you said, that those movies throw so many curveballs.
Yeah.
That little kids, you know, you can watch it, but at the same time, adults are like, okay, it's hilarious.
That's a pretty funny joke you made there. Yeah.
I like them. They get overplayed after a while, though. Yeah. It got to the point, it's like, okay, here we go again.
Yeah, Prince Charming and his mother and being the fairy godmother.
Yeah,
all
it's
that,
just like, whatever. Yeah. But the first two I really like. I didn't really care for the third one.
Yeah.
Charlie, what do you got?
There's a newer horror movie franchise that's really good. It's called Hatchet. And what's interesting about it is that it's all practical effects. There's no CG effects. Mm-hmm. But it's throwback to the Jason films. It even has Kane Hodder is the Hatchet character. And it's just bloody, funny horror. Very meta, because, like... And one of the films, like... Billy from Gremlins is the sheriff. Mm. It's just full of actors from horror films. It's a really fun one.
Yeah. For me, the second one I was going to look at, and I don't like the sequels as much, but I love the first Mummy movie.
Yeah.
It was on the other day. I know, John, you don't like Brundon.
I do not like Brundon Fraser in anything.
You like the original Mummy, though.
I did, but...
So good.
What? I can't change my mind on these things?
O'Connell!
You change your mind about everything.
I know, because that's my prerogative.
That's right, Bobby. That is right.
I can change my mind on anything I want, anytime, any moment.
O'Connell, looks like I got all the horses. Benny! I'm on the rise under the river. Anyway, I love that movie. It was on the other day. I was watching it. And the other two, you know, the Scorpion King graphics aside, I will catch them here and there. But I love the first Mummy. And it's probably one of my most rewatchable films, much to John's disdain.
I just don't like Brendan Fraser anymore.
It's okay. All right. John, what do you got next? What do you got next?
One of my favorite. I got into watching it last summer and liked it. I mean, it's heavy, but it's pretty cool. Netflix. I got into watching the Narcos series.
Yeah,
and I've watched almost all of them from the first.
You watched the spinoff one too?
I've watched most of the spinoffs, but I haven't. It's like you watch a little bit of it, and then you got to go watch like Disney Channel or something.
Yourself.
Yeah, because it's rough. It's got some rough stuff in it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like those. It's been a good story. They're slow. You learn a lot of Spanish because that's pretty much all they speak in it. I mean, it's the whole show is done in subtitles for the most part, which gives it makes it more authentic. But yeah, so far it's been good. I mean, they just start screaming at each other in Spanish and blow stuff up. So I mean, it's pretty cool. And shoot each other. I mean, there's a lot of bullets flying around.
A lot of bullets. Brian.
Yes, sir.
One more.
Well, it's probably considered a major one since it falls under the Disney umbrella, but I will throw out there Toy Story, because I believe we've just heard recently that there's a rumor that there's a Toy Story 5 on the way. I do think 4 was not needed. Doors probably 5, but felt like the way they ended 3 was just perfect. Just leave it alone. But,
well, they're not making any money on anything else.
You got to go back to the well. just keep going. It's not dry yet. So.
They got to bring that All-Star group out. It's got to be played out because nothing else is making money.
Yeah, which again I thought was interesting because I know Lightyear did not do well in the theaters and such.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
interesting.
Did you see it?
No, I did not.
Anybody here see it?
No. I don't know anybody that did see it. All right, my final one. It's the Whedonverse umbrella, and that's kind of a bad word now because of the allegations and stuff with Joss Whedon. But Buffy was fantastic. Angel was good. But really, for me, it's the Firefly series that really...
I played the... I thought about you the other day because I played the soundtrack in class while they were taking a quiz.
It had been a while since I watched it, and it was on YouTube TV. We get some weird sci-fi channel where it just shows like old sci-fi stuff all the time, like Babylon 5 and stuff like that. And it was back to back Fireflies, and I was watching the other day, and it's been so long since I heard this song. It's such a great song. And that cast is just so perfectly constructed, and the writing is amazing. I mean, there are some parts that haven't aged well, but Adam Baldwin, like when Inara brings in the senator, and he's like, "I'll be in my bunk." Or whatever. There's so many good lines on it.
Jamestown is still one of the best.
It's so good. And if you've never watched Firefly, it only got one season because Fox put it at the worst airtime possible. But it's really good.
Who was it? Disney that supposedly bought the rights to it or has the rights to it
Somebody
now?
Somebody does now, but I think everybody's so scattered. Ron Glass has passed away. But
well, they were talking about some like within the universe, not necessarily crew, but
and then Whedon also made Dollhouse, which I think only lasted a season as well, or maybe two. And it was definitely a weird premise, but it set up a really unique storyline, and you didn't really get to see it play out in full because it got canceled. But a strange show with a lot of really good actors in that one that were underrated.
Going back to the Firefly one real quick, the movie Serenity is actually a surprisingly impressive movie.
It is.
I mean, you thought, well, it's going to be like a made-for-TV thing, but actually they put a lot of time into that, that movie. It's a good movie.
It's probably my top three TV shows of all time, and I wish it had more seasons. Back when I worked a job that I didn't have to actually work, I would just sit in my office and watch that season over and over on my phone back when it was really hard to get TV shows on your phone. And I had actually purchased them from iTunes or whatever back in the day.
That, yeah.
Yeah. So that was my last one. All right, Charlie, got one more for us?
Yes. The Viewisk universe, the Kevin Smith movie franchise universe. Of course, Clerks was amazing. Mallrats, I'm in the minority. I think that's a better film than Clerks, but it's one I saw first. I like all of them, honestly. I don't really... I never watched his horror film, Tusk. I don't have no desire to see that. Yeah. I really liked Yoga Hosers, though. That was funny. And I never saw Moose Jaws, either, where it's Jaws, but it's a moose.
Yeah. You're also... At some point, it kind of sounds like you're just making up words.
I know, but yeah.
Moose Jaws. I never watched Gubo Gagba, but heard it was good.
I want to see Cocaine Bear.
Yeah. And then... But I was talking to the guys before the podcast. Technically, the Scream film series is in the Viewisk universe because in Scream 3, Jay and Silent Bob are on the back lot during the tour and they interact with Gale Weathers.
Gale Weathers.
So, yeah, that's nobody needs to know that, but there you go.
But now you know. I thought about the Scream universe in general. I love the first one so much and watched it a lot, but I haven't watched the other ones as much. Just because I live in a no horror film family, it's just me and nobody else will watch them. So it's hard to really find time to watch scary movies. John, last one.
Oh man, that's another tough one there. Trying to think, everything's gone so streaming, and it's I'm so scattered on my watching now. It's hard to pick up on anything. I'm going to go with the one of my all-time just old-school favorites, and that's also a Netflix one, is Lost in Space.
You do talk about Lost in Space a lot.
I was a big when I was a kid. That was on the old show from the '60s was on. I was like, I had to watch it, and then the William Hurt movie came out in the '90s, and it was all right.
But it had Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah, it had Matt LeBlanc in it, and it had
Gary Oldman,
which played with Dr. Smith, and then the new one, of course, they've done some things I don't like in it, but at the same time, it's still cool to see. You know,
when they brought Matt LeBlanc back again.
They didn't bring Matt LeBlanc back.
They brought Matt Perry instead. All the Friends cast has taken over.
Marcel the Monkey.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
You talk about that one very often.
Yeah, I haven't finished it. I haven't finished this last season yet, which I think is the last season of it. I don't think they're
going to do that one. I can't watch it.
It's just I haven't had time. It's just the other things have taken my time up, and it's just... I don't get to watch a lot of TV during the school year, so it's because by the time I get home, it's like, okay, let's go to bed, get up and go do it all again tomorrow.
Since I have consistently started working out, it's so hard to do anything after work and working out. Now, I do watch a show while I'm working out, so like that is my main TV time, but then like after that, it's dinner time or I need a shower, 75 other things, and it's like, oh, that's it. That's the day.
Well, and it's like me. So, my only,
growing up sucks.
My only motivation to go to the gym was like Susie. It was like, let's go to the gym. Let's go to the gym. Let's go to the gym. So now I'm like, I don't want to go walk the treadmill by myself or have to sit up there and wait. So it's just kind of, So I haven't been to the gym in weeks. Yeah. I need to get back up there, but I haven't done it yet.
They got a poster missing you.
Yeah, they're like, please come. They keep sending me text messages. Hey, man, we miss you. I was like, okay,
the old Puff Daddy song.
It's like, have you seen this man?
Yeah. Usually he's on treadmill 18 down there, but he hasn't been on there lately.
We miss you, John. They're pouring out smoothies for you. Pouring out for John. Well, we'd love to hear what your favorite franchises are. A couple of honorable mentions I thought about was... the Corletto trilogy or whatever they call it.
Cornetto,
there you go. Shaun of the Dead and
Hot Fuzz
and the Way are
the
World's End.
Yeah. World's End. I want to say the Way's End there. Hot Fuzz, I think, is maybe one of my favorites, but
Hot Fuzz is really good.
I do not like the World's End.
Never like watched World's End? It. You don't like World's End?
I don't like World's
it's
End.
It's okay. It ain't great. I mean, it gets kind of long in a tooth. It's like, okay, let's get this done.
And then Paul, I guess, really isn't in that one, but I didn't care for Paul.
I didn't watch it. It was duty. I didn't watch it.
Aaron and I actually went to the theater and saw that. It was a nice brotherly moment. And then we were like, this movie sucks.
Shaun of the Dead is good.
It's classic.
It's definitely good.
Any other honorable mentions, guys, that you guys had?
American Ninja.
American Ninja.
All the Chuck Norris movies. I was going to say Transporter since I said it earlier, but, you know, it fell off really fast. So
anything with Steven Seagal.
All the Steven Seagal.
Every one of them.
Every one of them, even the Saturday Night Live one.
In a bone-rattling excursion to pain, Steven Seagal. Brings it in. Chop
the
suey.
King and I.
Chop suey.
Executive decision. All right. Well, we'd love to hear what your favorite franchises are. So let us know on Facebook. Leave John a message wherever. Hopefully, maybe returning to YouTube at some point where you can.
We're working on it.
John keeps making fake promises, but we're getting there.
We need donations, folks. I'll just cut to the chase. We need donations. We need it fast.
I brought you the software.
I brought you.
And a camera tonight.
Look at these hands, John. I can't.
I brought software for you.
Last time you touched the hardware, it blew
Easy
up.
There. Easy there. I've never touched your hardware. But anyways, let us know how you're doing. Wherever you listen to the podcast, check us out. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, whatever John has decided to upload us this week. Maybe we're even on Tubi. Who knows? I think there's anything's on Tubi. But we'll catch you.
We might be on Rumble. We're gonna do the video on Rumble too.
Rumble.
Yeah, we're going on Rumble.
Shouldn't
be too hard to find us on there. There's only like 20 videos there.
I'm sorry, Brent.
We gotta get him when it's early.
Yeah, we're ground floor.
I'm so sorry, Brent.
We're gonna catch y'all later.
Safe travel bubbles, Aaron.